This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. The Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council is devoted to helping adult learners develop English language reading and writing skills. Don Block is its executive director. As an adult educator, he says he learned a lot from Ann Fadiman's 1998 book, The Spirit Catches You and You Fall Down.
This is a book about a Hmong refugee family from Laos who came to California, back in the 80s at the end of the Vietnam War. And their very, very difficult experience with the American healthcare system. They had a child with a seizure disorder.
Which they understand very differently
and,
in their culture.
Yes, they understand very differently. And one of the saddest parts of the book is when the Children Youth Services decides that these parents are incompetent as parents and they should remove the child from the home. And that's very, very sad and shows this huge cultural divide. In my work, we're involved in something we call health literacy, which is enabling people like refugees to deal with our healthcare system. And so this was quite interesting to me, and I'm recommending it to my own staff as well as others.
And what are you reading lately? What's on your bookshelf?
Well, what I'm reading right now is an anthology of travel writing. Mm-hmm. It's called Best American Travel Writing 2012. And it's a series of mostly magazine articles from different sources. And my wife is trained as a librarian, and she's very good at choosing things for me. So she bought this for a Christmas gift, knowing that different authors would pique my interest, and then I would pursue them in longer works that they might have published elsewhere. So,
helpful to have a librarian in the family.
Yes, very helpful. She's very intuitive at figuring out what would be my interest.
What else has she turned you on to lately?
I have finished reading the book by Candace Millard about President Garfield. It's called Destiny of the Republic. One of the reasons you read is to fill in gaps in your own education, and I feel that my history training wasn't as great as perhaps my literature training. And he's quite an amazing man. One of the sentences that struck me so well in that book was that I'm not a good hater. He could never hold a grudge. And maybe some of our political figures of today could learn something from that.
And you mentioned your background is more literary.
Well, I have a master's degree in English, and I've read a lot of British literature, poetry, drama, and different things. And so today, when I read fiction, I try to fill in gaps in things that perhaps I missed along the way. So last summer, your listeners may think this is a bit old-fashioned of me, but I read all the novels of Hawthorne that I had never read when I was younger. Everything except The Scarlet Letter I'd never read. And so The Marble Faun, Blaisdell Romance, and House of Seven Gables I read and really enjoyed that quite a bit.
What did you take away from those?
There's just a tremendous psychological interest, which is really a lot of why I would read fiction, is for the realism of the characters and getting into the mindset of someone in a different time and place. So almost a little bit like the travel writing, I'm trying to get interested in people who are very different from me and learn about other times and places.
Well, Don, thank you so much for coming in today. It was nice chatting with you.
Very good. I enjoyed it.
Don Block runs the Greater Pittsburgh Literacy Council. More information at gplc.org. And visit wesa.fm/speakingvolumes for more reading picks. You can post your recommendations there or via Twitter at Booksburg. The podcast is available on iTunes. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.